Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by BlackRifleCoffee.com.
Yeah, have you ever had my ramen?
No.
Oh, it's amazing.
You make ramen?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, like seafood ramen.
What's in the...
I put scallops and shrimp and a bunch of crab.
Really?
And then...
Is it fresh or imitation?
I go fresh.
Okay, because I hate the imitation shit.
Yeah, yeah. I won a bunch of imitation crab meat once. Like,
sorry, what?
I just won a bunch of imitation crab meat.
On where?
Sorry, you're going to need to expand on that one, man.
Yes.
I didn't have a freezer or anything.
What the fuck? No, you're still skipping past the part
How did you win 160 how do you win? Pounds worth of imitation crab?
One of those things at the grocery store that you fill out with your email address.
You fill that shit out? Why would you fill that out?
Because they were giving away crab meat.
But it was imitation crab meat. He didn't have a freezer. Why would you?
What would you do?
Why would you fill
pounds?
That out in the first place?
You couldn't even put that in your freezer,
no,
bro.
No, I couldn't. I could only.
So you regularly enter contests that you have you want to win, but you can't actually hold on to the things
Man,
and stuff that sucks.
I'm just honestly, Jared, I'm just gonna lie down on this couch right
I
now.
What
are you talking
off.
About?
We're all done here, Jared.
What are you talking
We're all
about?
160 pounds.
Yeah,
of imitation
well,
crab
it all
meat.
Went
How did
bad.
They let you know? Yeah, no shit.
It's in the garage and garbage bags.
You have two cars and both of them have expired license plates on them, but you took the time to fill out this card in a fucking grocery store to win
100.
Well, they had it was one of those like tasting things.
Uh-huh.
Like where it's like, ooh, do you want to taste this?
And you tasted it.
They had it on a cracker.
And it was so good that you were like, you know what I need? 160 pounds
of
this.
Well, no, she was like, hey, we're doing a contest. Do you want to enter? I was like, well, what do I have to do? They're like, fill out this little rip sheet.
How did they? So when they let you know, what was your reaction to that?
I was excited. Yeah, I left work early. But then I realized I didn't have room in the fridge for it.
You're like the guy that signs up when people on the street come up to you and be like,
and
hey.
And I forgot to put my trash out, so there was no room in the trash can. So I just had to sit in my garage and some garbage bags.
Oh, God. How do they deliver it?
No, that when I got there, it was just in like Safeway bags.
Jesus in bags.
Christ. Yeah. Imitation crab meat. Jared, this is a new low. Like there's
what?
Days,
it's fish. It's just fish.
There's days.
It's trigger fish.
No, there's days.
It is. I looked it up. You know how they make imitation crab meat?
You have.
Yeah, it's just whitefish.
Yeah, it's whitefish.
But most people don't have garbage bags full of it in their garage.
Yeah.
Am I right? Cause
yeah, no, that's fair.
I tried to just put it in the living room and put the AC down really low, and that didn't work. It started to smell, so I moved it into the garage.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
These are the kind of stories people tell right before, like this story and the next one's and then I woke up in rehab.
Yeah, that's when I knew I hit rock bottom.
Yeah, and I was listening to Stained. And then all of a sudden, fucking,
I had
when the heroin
one
kicked in.
Hell of a seafood sub that evening, though.
Oh, you did eat a little bit.
I made it like old Subway seafood.
Speaking of Stained, Coffee or Dime magazine just did an article on Aaron Lewis.
Really?
Yeah.
What's his story now?
Country musician.
He keeps
very
telling
popular.
People to fuck off at concerts.